WPHM. And now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHM.
Recognize that music. You're either a fan of 1980s comedies or a cop or maybe both. Joining us right now is Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department. Name that tune.
Good morning, Paul. Police Academy,
the movie. Did that inspire you to become a police officer?
No, I hope I was inspired before by something more serious, maybe.
That's a great movie, though, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And especially, I always laugh every time I watch it. I can imagine from your viewpoint, with an actual career in law enforcement, it's got to be extra funny, huh?
Yeah, maybe everybody has a Tackleberry out there somewhere, right?
Maybe. Speaking of Police Academy, it's Academy time. For you guys, you're going through some training, right?
That's right. Every February, it's been about the last 10 years, we have our in-service training academy. It was put together, Lieutenant Joel Platzer. We actually had went over and gave a presentation over in Sarnia where they do it. And what he put it together was, it was a more efficient way, hopefully cost-saving way, to do training rather than through the year, we're going, this group of people, we're trying to get you together to go to the range or for CPR training, because there's always vacations. This way, we put a block together, and it's a little more formal. We actually get to sit down. We're in classes together for about 4 to 5 days, it depends, and get our range qualifications done.
That ongoing training is important, isn't it?
Yes. Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards, or MCOLS, they set the standards for recruitment, selection, training, and things like the firearms training. Mm-hmm. So they set these standards, and we certainly try to not only meet, but if we can exceed those standards, we'll do so.
All right. So how long have you been doing this now?
I think approximately 10 years now, since 2007. Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. So what are some of the things that are covered then?
Well, big one is firearms qualification. That's very big. So we do our firearms qualification indoors. Now, MCOLS has a separate set of standards for firearms. Ours is actually, I would say, a little more difficult than their set test that's for the whole state. So we'll get that out of the way. We do low light shooting. We also have shooting that involves decision making. So we can do that with a trainer. We can do it with force on force with a round that's like a marking round that it lets you know if you've used, I don't want to say it punishes you, but if you use good or bad tactics, the marking round will tell you. You'll get hit. So it puts a little added stress on you when you know somebody's actually firing back. Even though it's a marking round and it stings and it's a less lethal round, it makes you try to practice a little bit about using cover and concealment and not rushing into things.
I'm sure it does, yeah.
And that added stress, we'd rather you experience that at the academy in training rather than out on the street for the first time. So that's one of our goals.
Yeah.
CPR training, that's a big one. We have a really good fire department here, great EMS. Their response is very quick here in the city. But there are times where the officers are first on the scene. We just happen to be around the corner. Or if a scene isn't secure, certainly we can apply first aid and begin those things before the scene is secure for fire and EMS to respond in.
Yeah.
Legal updates. The prosecutor's office, Mike Wendling, comes in sometimes, or one of his staff. So legal updates are really big because the laws are always changing. New laws on the books. Some get taken off. Some get changed. And they're especially medical marijuana is one that seems like there's always something a little new that's coming up with that. And I don't want to get into it, but probably that eventual legalization that's somewhere down the line.
Yeah, there will be a whole bunch of things that you'll need to know. And, obviously as things come up, you get memos and you're told. But to have a concentrated class where you really get to get into it, I mean, that's got to help.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And the state police, they do put updates that come out, and we receive them at our briefing through the year. So we're always getting anything that's recent and changing. But this is a nice way, too, that the prosecutor can come in and talk, and we're getting to see them one-on-one a little bit rather than just in the courtroom and that. So it can be a little more relaxed setting than in front of the judge, I guess, in a jury, certainly. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So training is a necessary part of the job. And I don't know, do you look forward to it, or is it just one of those things where, got to do it?
Well, I guess some people maybe go, training. I always look forward to it. I enjoy training a great deal. I like being an instructor for some of the courses of training. You know, I've talked about below 100 on here. I like to remind officers about that, you know, the importance of safety. The firearms training is important. Subject control, we work on that a lot. And subject control training is basically that, controlling somebody. And, you know, we want to worry about things like, we don't want to see our officers get injured, but we don't want suspects to get injured either. So what's the best way in our training to control somebody quickly and with the least amount of force? And that's always evolving. We're always looking at new ways. You know, certainly things have changed. You see pepper spray, the taser, and the taser, it can be a controversial subject, you know. So, but what we want to do with subject control training is quickly get somebody under control with the least amount of force to prevent injury, like I said, to the officers and to the suspects or the person that's under arrest is what I would say, because that's why we're using force at that time. If they're actively resisting or actively assaulting us or someone else. Certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that training is obviously important going on this month, so we wish you and all your officers the very best as you go through your training. It's important. We're glad you're doing it.
Yeah, so are we. Like I said, it's always important. I've said it before. We always have room to improve and to learn, so it's a good thing for everybody, us and the citizens both.
Of the Police Academy movies, what was your favorite one?
You know, I don't know that I really saw any after the first, that I followed it much after that.
This might be a topic for another day. What's the best police movie that you've seen? Do you have a favorite police movie?
I did see The Other Guys, which was quite entertaining, really I have to say, and funny. It's, not exactly police work either.
No, but it
but entertaining, yes.
I'm right with you on that. Yes. Doug, thanks for coming in. I always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Paul.
Sergeant Doug Decker with us on WPHM from the Port Huron Police Department. It is 7:47 now.